Roz and Mocha Show. Toronto's number one hit music station.
Yes, 92.5.
My king.
Oh, please. So would you consider that whole thing a fail? My quest
secretly
to have,
secretly recording your girlfriend Catherine requesting that she call you my king.
Yeah, but I didn't mean I don't mean it in like.
And then
her not
going for it and asking you if you would refer to her as my queen.
Yeah, but that's just
and
weird.
And you were
though.
Like, no.
Yeah, that's just weird though to call somebody your queen,
dude.
I thought it was
my
hot.
King.
I thought it was hot. All right, that's all I'm saying.
416-870-8888, line 5, what's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great, how are you today?
Good, actually, I woke up in a worse mood, but you guys just made my morning so much better.
Oh, nice.
Ross, your girlfriend is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it like that.
Oh. I know. She does her best with what she's been given, and when I say that, I mean me.
Yeah. And, okay. Apparently, you're not easy to deal with.
No.
At all.
Did anybody at all think that I was an easy guy to live with?
At first, I did.
Oh, God, no. No, when you live with me, you are under the umbrella and the same playbook where everything is about me. You know, and as long as you're cool with that, it'd be awesome.
And if she isn't?
Hit the bricks.
No, my girlfriend, no. She, you know, and the funny thing is that she treats me like a king. She just won't admit it. To her, I am her king.
But hold on, do you treat her like a queen?
What do you mean by that?
She treats you like a king.
I don't know what you mean by that.
There's something wrong there.
I don't know what you mean by that. All I know is that I am her king. She just won't admit it publicly.
I am her king.
Thanks so much for the phone call.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, honey.
Line one, you're next. What's up?
Well, first of all, two things for Roz.
Yeah.
First, he's known Matthew McConaughey.
What?
Secondly, Matthew and Camilla are married. He has the right to ask her to call him a queen because the marriage part of it glued them together. He has the right to make her call him the king. You don't have the right to make your girlfriend call you a king.
You are crazy, woman.
And
no,
backwards, apparently.
This is just the fact and the reality.
You can't tell me. This is what really chaps my ace. You can't tell me that somebody's relationship is stronger than mine or better than mine or means more than mine just because they're married. That they've somehow managed to take love to some weird level that I will never be able to experience because I'm not married.
Well, for you, it's a weird level because you don't have plans of doing that level. You're on the level that you think you're okay with. That's fine. I agree with that.
But you say that my relationship will always be subpar next to somebody who's gotten married?
That's what I believe in.
Holy moly. How long have you been married?
11 years.
How many of those years were you happy?
11 and a half.
Yeah, right.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
That's a very backwards way of thinking, though.
No, it's not a backward. I'm moving forward with my husband.
How can you like put somebody's like love and relationship on like a weird scale like that? Where if you're not married, you will never achieve X, and if you don't do this, you will never be able to achieve this. It's weird.
It's just a matter of opinion. So whether it's weird for you, it's not weird for me.
But what is your opinion based on, though?
Based on marriage, I believe. In marriage, and if my husband wants me to call him a king, I won't do it either because it's weird. But
so then why are we talking?
Your argument has no basis.
Listen, it's his right to ask. You don't have the right.
Listen, this
you
was
married to Catherine.
Hold on, what's your name?
May.
This was supposed to be fun.
It is fun.
No, it's not fun anymore. It's not fun anymore. You've ruined it.
It's not fun for you anymore.
No. You've ruined it. No, you've ruined it. We had a great thing going on here. It was a fun little thing that I did between me and the woman I love, and I thought I would share. This is why I don't do this stuff that often, because this is what winds up happening.
I applaud your girlfriend, though, for putting up with you.
Whoa! I do, too, by the way.
Thanks for the call, May.
Bye.
My
king.
Oh, well,
shut up. Stop playing that.
Hello?
I just wanted to agree with Roz and tell you something. I don't know if this means anything to you as broadcasters or whatever, but listening to Roz and Catherine, I actually was driving along smiling and like, this is so cute. And it just felt good and it was a morning thing and I like to feel good in the morning, whatever everybody does. After that caller, the smile dropped from my face. I got totally pissed that people are just so judgmental and have to label everything and that the world is so hateful. Like, my smile literally dropped off my face.
Mm. Yeah, you're not the first person to call and tell us that. Or,
and you know what? That's sick. Like I'm not going to overblow it or anything. Nobody killed anybody. But, I mean, it really is sad that what you guys do, your craft, made me smile, which it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Good job. And how quickly that can be just demolished by somebody being so judgmental and mess.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I hate that. I just, mm-hmm. it's sad.
Backwards.
Like, I almost wish you wouldn't have put it on the air, because now I'm driving along thinking about how messed and hateful people are. Like, anyway. Whatever. Roz, you and Catherine are adorable, and anybody who labels is just messed, and it's their own baggage that they're portraying on other people, and it's just, and I know that you know that. I don't, you're a grown-up, I don't have to tell you that.
No.
But
no,
I mean,
no.
It just makes me sick when people label anything, because it's just their own frailties and their own weaknesses that are playing out.
You got a mouth like my girlfriend.
You must like that.
Yeah, I do.
It's too bad that I was trucking along smiling and loving life, and something like that just makes it drop, you know?
I know. People Maybe we'll that. Play the part where Catherine tells me to F off or whatever it was she used.
Like a medley or a mix of Catherine F-bombs or something.
Yeah, okay, we'll play that for you now. That'll make you smile again.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Kiss 92.5.
I just wanted to say that I thought Roz and Catherine's conversation was so cute, and it just allowed us to see another side of him.
Mm.
And I didn't take it at all as king being, you know, you're my king, I'm your slave kind of thing. I thought it was worth
slave?
Yo, nobody said anything about slaves in that conversation.
Hold on. But it does go...
I'm sure people are thinking it.
It does sort of go along with the whole king theme, though.
Dude!
What?
Okay, depends what context you take.
Please. Do you know what happened to me if I referred to my woman as my slave?
I didn't want to get into that part. All I wanted to ask, though, is how did Catherine react about you putting this on the air?
Oh, she's fine with it, sweetheart.
Oh, is she?
There's a line in it, and it's a line that we all have. I have it, Mocha has it, Maury has it, where, you know, there's a lot of stuff that remains private, but there's just, you know, stuff that happens that you're going to talk about, because it's, you know, one, a little bit funny, and two, it's relatable, and, you know, you can spin it into a way that's entertaining for people. It's the way that entertainment is based. And so she's totally cool with it.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.